You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. A handful of small-town newspapers in the Pacific Northwest are facing uncertainty as they look for new publishers. It's a daunting page to turn in an ever-evolving industry. Olympia correspondent Jeannie Lindsay visited one small town in northern Washington as locals try to ensure their paper's future.
With a stack of fresh newspapers in hand, Ken Stern is making one of his first stops of the day.
Morning, Robin. Morning, Christina.
And as he greets the owners of LeConnor's local office supply shop, he knows exactly what they're after.
And you're the crossword puzzle?
I am. Crossword day. Crossword day.
Stern is publisher and editor of the LeConnor Weekly News. He's giving me the grand tour as he restocks local shops and newspaper boxes scattered across the two main streets of town.
And then we're going to go up First Street.
At 68 years old, Stern is ready to retire. But first, he has to sell the newspaper to a new publisher. Stern says it's like trying to sell a buggy whip factory.
It's very hard in 2023 to sell a buggy whip factory. No matter how high quality my buggy whips are, there's not much demand.
The LeConnor Weekly is one of a handful of small town newspapers across the region on the cusp of a new chapter. In eastern Oregon, the Malheur Enterprise is looking for new ownership, and in southwest Washington, the publisher of one rural county's only newspaper recently died, making the paper's future unclear. The numbers paint a bleak picture. The state lost 20% of its local newspapers since 2004, according to one report. Just this summer, a legacy newspaper in central Washington closed up shop after more than 100 years.
It's really a crisis for a lot of small towns, and it's an essential part of democracy to have a newspaper in a town.
That's Fred Obie, who leads the Washington Newspaper Publishers Association. He says less coverage of local government, think school boards, town councils, and commissioners, means less community involvement. Some research says a lack of local news can make political polarization worse. Managing the business of a small paper is no easy feat. National chain stores don't need to run local ads as much, and social media has siphoned away even more advertising dollars. And Obie says,
the crushing blow really was COVID.
Back in Northwest Washington, Stern says the LeConnor Weekly has bucked that trend a bit, with ad sales increasing in recent years. That's important because individual paper sales and subscriptions only make up about 18% of revenue.
I can sell one paper a month out of some of the boxes, but it's better to have them out there than to take them away.
But the LeConnor Weekly's survival will likely take more community buy-in, literally. Stern wants someone to buy and run the paper. It could be a journalist or two willing to move here. He's also talking to people who aren't journalists, people who already live here and might have the money to buy the paper as a group. But those conversations are still in the early stages. There is technically a price tag. Stern hopes to sell for around $265,000. But many LeConnorites agree the value of their weekly paper goes far beyond that. Christina Burdick-Good Rubenstein, co-owner of the local office supply shop, certainly loves the paper for its crossword. But when it comes down to it, the paper provides information people just can't get anywhere else.
You know, you can have your ear to the ground and still miss something, but had to have it in print it's vital.
So, after Ken Stern finishes this week's deliveries, he's getting right back to figuring out what comes next. I'm Jeannie Lindsay, reporting from LeConnor, Washington.
Happy Crossword Day.